The topic of this year is inviting non-Jews, non-observant Jews, and prospective converts to a Yom Tov meal. The Gemara in Be'ah, Daf Chaf Aleph in the Be'ah states, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Mizamni mes anachri b'Shabbos, we may invite a non-Jew to a meal on Shabbos, Ve'in mizamni mes anachri b'Yom Tov, but we do not invite a non-Jew on Yom Tov, Gezeira Shema Yarva b'Shvilo, there's a decree, there's a concern that you might increase your cooking because of him. You might cook more because of him. And the Gemara goes on in a few lines later states, Merema Marzutra, ki hava mikla lehu nachri b'yom tov, that when a non-Jew would visit the house of Merema Marzutra, Amrule, they would say to him, this non-Jew, inicha lach b'may detricha lon mutav, v'ilo tircha yesera daite didach lo tarchinan. That if you are happy with what I already prepared, good, but if not, just know that I can't prepare anything extra for you. It seems from this Gemara that while you cannot invite a non-Jew for Yom Tov to a meal, if a non-Jew comes to your house, you can tell him you can stay and you don't have to send him away. There's actually a debate in the Rishonim of what is this concern. You can't invite the non-Jew on Yom Tov because you might cook extra for him. So what if you cook extra for him? So the Rush, for example, says that if you cook extra for him, this would be a violation of Malachas Yom Tov on Malachas of cooking on Yom Tov for a non-Jew. Ochal Nefesh, the allowance to cook food on Yom Tov is only for a Jew. But there's no allowance to cook for a non-Jew. Sarah Malamed suggests that maybe the reason for this is that there is a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. So there's a mitzvah for us that when we eat cooked food, we fulfill a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. So maybe the mitzvah of Ochal Nefesh only applies in order to accomplish this mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. So there's no mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov when to cook for a non-Jew, so maybe there's no heter of ochel nefesh. In any case, the Rush holds that we are concerned that if we invite the non-Jew on Yom Tov, we're going to cook food for him, and that would be a violation of cooking on Yom Tov, not for the ochel nefesh of a Jew. Others disagree. The Rashba, for example, disagrees, because he says that even if you cook food on Yom Tov for a non-Jew, ho v'iklai be'orchim, since if guests come, then you might feed this food to the guests. So therefore, there's no Torah prohibition to cook food for non-Jews on Yom Tov. There is a rabbinic prohibition, but there is no Torah prohibition to cook food for a non-Jew on Yom Tov. If that's the case, so how can we make a double gzeira? Don't invite a non-Jew for Yom Tov because you might cook food for him. Yeah, but even if you cook food for him, then that would only be a rabbinic prohibition, and therefore it would be a gzeira the gzeira. So the Rashba thinks that, no, Shema Yarba Bishvilo is a concern that you might cook non-kosher food for the non-Jew. So if you cook non-kosher food for the non-Jew, there's no possibility that if guests come, Jewish guests come, you're going to feed that food to the Jew. So therefore, that's the concern. The concern, there's a gezeira, according to the Rashba, you cannot invite a non-Jew on Yom Tov because you might cook non-kosher food for the Jew on Yom Tov, which would be a Torah prohibition. The Shulchan Aruch rules like this in Siman Tav Kuf Yud Bei Seif Aleph. He writes this explicitly, Asur Lazmino Shema Yarbe Bishvilo. You cannot invite the non-Jew because you might cook for him. He says that when it comes to your household staff, Abdo Vishivchaso, that Mutter Lachilo Imo, for your staff, since they're eating with you, you can feed him, and we're not concerned, Shema Yarba Bishvila, that you might cook extra for him. And the Shulchan Aruch also writes that Akuti Sheba Me'elav, a non-Jew that comes by himself, you are allowed to feed him as well. The Ramah distinguishes between your household staff who's not Jewish and a non-Jew who comes by himself. The Ramah says that Mutter laharbos bishvil avdo v'shivchaso ba'osa kedera shemavasha bala atzmo, that when it comes to your household staff that's not Jewish, you can even add additional, let's say, pieces of meat to a pot to feed the non-Jew. We're not concerned, since he's a member of the of your staff, that you're going to cook more food for him in another pot. There's no Torah prohibition to cook food for a non-Jew in the same pot. If you're cooking three pieces of meat in your pot and you add another piece of meat in the same pot for a non-Jew on Yom Tov, there's no Torah prohibition. There might be a gzeira that you shouldn't do that because you might cook in a different pot. But therefore, when it comes to members of your staff, your household staff, there's no concern, we're not concerned that you're going to cook another pot of food for them. Therefore, for members of your staff, you can even add food for them on Yom Tov in the same pot that you're cooking for yourself and your family. However, if a non-Jew just stam comes to your house, for Yom Tov uninvited, and he comes to eat, you don't have to turn him away, you can let him in. However, you would not be allowed to add food for him, because there we are concerned that you might add food to a different pot. Now, the Mishnah Berurah raises the following question. He says, well, what if, he's not the first one to raise the question, but the Mishnah Berurah comments in Sif Chatan Gimel, he writes, Eido Moel Bashikavar Hechin Kol Tzorch E Seuda, the Yeshlochu Shema Yevashel Od Bikdeir Acheres, The Mishnah Berurah says that even if you finish cooking, you still can't invite the non-Jew. Let's say Yom Tov falls out on Monday and Tuesday. So let's say Sunday you finished all your cooking for Yom Tov, but you're not planning on cooking during Yom Tov. Even though you're finished cooking, you still cannot invite a non-Jew to eat by you on Monday or Tuesday, because we're concerned that even though you finish cooking, once he comes over, you might cook more for him. In truth, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in his Shaar Tzion, he quotes the Magen Avraham, who quotes a Rishon. It's called in the Shaar Tzion, he says, B'shem HaTanya. It's not the Tanya, it's not the author of the Tanya. It's Rabbi Chil ben Yekusiel, who's a Rishon. And he writes that actually, if you finish cooking and you didn't have in mind when you were cooking that you were cooking for the non-Jew, you just finished cooking, and after you finish cooking, you decide to invite the non-Jew, that would be mutter, that would be permitted. So there is that position out there, but this seems to be a position that's not accepted by the classical poskim, and therefore, the consensus is that you're not allowed to invite a non-Jew on Yom Tov, or before for a Yom Tov meal, even if you already finished cooking. Now, that is halacha when it comes to a non-Jew. What about a non-observant Jew? Common custom seems to be that we do invite non-observant Jews to our homes for Yom Tov. So the Mishnah Berurah has a line in Siman Tavkuf Yud Beis Sif Katan Beis. He writes, Umumar la'avodos kochavim o lechal o shavos mefarheshya dino ka'akom. If someone is an idol worshiper, or someone violates Shabbos publicly, he is treated in this respect like a non-Jew. So if that's the case, so does that mean that we cannot invite Jews who don't observe Shabbos publicly, that we can't invite them to our house for Yom Tov? So Tzitz Eliezer says, not so fast. He makes two interesting points. The first point he makes is, remember we talked about what's the gzeira, what's the reason why we can't invite non-Jews to our house on Yom Tov. So Tzitz Eliezer says, we really hold, like the Rashba, that the reason why you cannot invite non-Jews to your house for Yom Tov is because we're concerned that you're going to cook non-kosher food for him. It doesn't seem so relevant in today's day and age, because we generally only have, you know, kosher food in our house for the most part. Could be in the days of Chazal, let's say the people had farms and they had a treif animal or a nevela, or they had an animal that wasn't shechted properly. So they might have had non-kosher food in their homes and they would give it to the non-Jews. So we're concerned they might do that on Yom Tov. In any case, remember the Rashba said that the reason why you cannot invite a non-Jew to your house on Yom Tov is because you might cook for him non-kosher foods. That's only an issue if what? if we're dealing with non-Jews. Even if you hold that someone who's Mechalel Shabbos Vehesya in some respects is like an Akum, like a non-Jew, he's treated in Halacha in some respects like a non-Jew, like he's not, if he's so non-observant and he's, you know, is not considered part of Klal Yisrael with respect to certain mitzvos, it wouldn't apply here. Because there's no way that you would cook non-kosher food for a non-observant Jew. The concern doesn't exist. For a non-Jew, sure, you might, when we're concerned, you might cook non-kosher food for him. So therefore, you can't invite a non-Jew to your house for Shabbos because you might cook non-kosher food for him. But for a non-observant Jew, you're not going to cook non-kosher food for him. He might eat non-kosher food, but you are not going to cook non-kosher food for another Jew. So therefore, the concern doesn't apply. So therefore, the gzera doesn't apply. That's the first thing that Tzitz Eliezer says. And the second thing that Tzitz Eliezer says, that maybe even the Mishnah Berurah, this, by the way, Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Ches Siman Yud Zayin. The second point he makes is that it could be that when the Mishnah Berurah says that someone who's Mechal Shabbos Farhesha Dino Ka'akum, that someone who's Mechal Shabbos in public is like a non-Jew, that may only be with respect to cooking for him on Yom Tov. But if you invited him and you don't cook for him on Yom Tov, maybe even the Mishnah Berurah would agree that it's not a problem. And finally, the Binyan Tzion, Rav Yaakov Ettinger, writes, this is in Simon Chaf Gimel, so he writes that seems to refer to these individuals who are Mechal HaShavos V'Hesya as Tinoko Shenishbu, as individuals who, you know, they're not cut off from the Jewish people. In the days of old, before modern times, if you were Mechal HaShavos V'Hesya, if you publicly violate Shabbos, you clearly were someone who didn't want to have anything to do with the Jewish people. You denied God, you denied that God created heaven and earth, and you clearly were separate from the Jewish people. However, in contemporary times, he's speaking in the 19th century, there were Jews who, for whatever reason, they were Mechal HaShabbos, they violated Shabbos, but they still davened, they still went to shul, they still said Kiddush. So the Mechal HaShabbos of nowadays is not necessarily the Mechal HaShabbos before Hesha of the days of Chazal. And therefore, again, it seems common practice seems to be lenient to invite non-observant Jews to your home on Yom Tov. Again, either because the Gezerah doesn't apply, or maybe, like the Tzitz Eliezer, we should, the concern, the issue is only to cook for him on Yom Tov, but to invite is not part of the Gezerah. Or maybe they're not even called they're not called Mumarim nowadays, they're worse, Tinoko Shinishbu, that they're individuals who are in an unfortunate circumstance, that they're considered like children who are brought up captives and don't know right from wrong in terms of halacha, and therefore we can certainly invite them for Yom Tov. What about inviting a prospective convert? So there, a prospective convert is someone who is clearly not Jewish. So Rav Shammai Gross, the Belzer Dayan, uses the same argument that the Tzitz Eliezer used to invite a non-observant Jew, the Rav Shammai Gross used to invite a prospective convert. Because again, what's the concern of, what's the gzeira of not inviting a non-Jew for Yom Tov? There's a concern that you might feed him non-kosher food. Why do you invite a prospective convert to your house for Shabbos or for Yom Tov? You want him to experience a Shabbos. You want him to experience a Yom Tov. You want him to experience a halachic life, a halachic or religious experiences. So when you're inviting a non-Jew who's a prospective convert to your house for Yom Tov, you're not going to feed him non-kosher food. You want him to experience an authentic Yom Tov meal. So they're the concern of the Rashba, that maybe you might cook non-kosher food for him, doesn't apply, and therefore the gzeira doesn't apply. And therefore he writes that they never made a gzeira in the case of a prospective convert. And therefore it wouldn't be a problem, and he actually cites Rav Yashiv, who would agree with this position. Rav Gedayah Dov Schwartz personally told me that he was lenient in this regard, to invite a prospective convert to house for Yom Tov, and it's reported he didn't discuss with me the rationale, but I saw it was written in his name. It's a little bit of a chiddush what he says, There was a conversion in 1848 in Yerushalayim of an individual who underwent Mila before Shabbos, and was advised that since he had not yet undergone Tevila, he needed to be Mechal Shabbos, like any person who's not Jewish. For you're Jewish, you have to be Mechal Shabbos a little bit. But the Binyan Tzion writes that a person who did Mila, not Tevila, is no longer a full-fledged non-Jew, even though he is not yet a full-fledged Jew, and therefore he may observe Shabbos. So there's some status about someone who's not fully converted, that there's some quasi-status that may change the rules a little bit. Taking this argument one step further, the Minchas Elazar in Chela Gimel Simon Ches allowed for the burial in Jewish seminary of a woman who had been at the end of a conversion process but had not yet completed the Gerus, albeit at a distance of 8 amos from the other graves. Based on this approach that a conversion candidate may have a slightly different status than a regular non-Jew, Rav Gedalia Dov Schwartz allows inviting conversion candidates for Yom Tov meals. In summary, what we said at this year was that number one, there's a rabbinic prohibition of inviting a non-Jew for Yom Tov meal because you might cook food for him. Again, it's a machlokas rishonim. Is just simply cooking food for him in a separate pot a Torah prohibition? Or is it only a Torah prohibition when you cook non-kosher food for him? If the non-Jew comes by himself to Yom Tov, you don't have to throw him out. He can certainly eat with you, but obviously you can't cook new food for him. And we saw that there is an opinion that states that, the Mogen Avraham cites, that if you already finished cooking, then you can invite the non-Jew to your house on Yom Tov. But that position seems to be a singular view, and it seems to be rejected by contemporary Achronim. And this consensus opinion is that even after you finish cooking for Yom Tov, you still will not be allowed to invite a non-Jew to your house on Yom Tov. Regarding a non-observant Jew, notwithstanding the Mishnah Berurah's position that Mumar, that Mechal Shabbos is Dino, Mechal Shabbos for Hesia is Dino Ka'akum, that someone who's a public Shabbos violator is treated as a non-Jew in this respect, seems there's good grounds to say that one may invite him, and that seems to be common custom. And we also saw that even when it comes to a prospective convert who's currently non-Jewish, there's also grounds to allow one to invite him for a Yom Tov meal as well.